bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Can I give your wonderful audience a tip for something to do in the next couple of weeks?
What, to turn us off?
No.
I was going to say, I thought I was going to hear Sale Races, race six, number four.
No. This is something that is absolutely free that I bet will bring joy to your hearts. Go down to the Fitzroy Gardens and just take a seat and enjoy the 96,000 bulbs that we've planted there that will flower in about 27 different colours, bluebells and jonquils and daffodils in the Fitzroy Gardens.
Beautiful.
It's just going to be a sea of spring flowers. There you are. That's something to do that'll gladden your heart that won't cost you a cent.
Excellent. Well, there's a lot to talk about in Melbourne. I saw a story this week that I wanted to bring up with you around a potential new suburb in North...
I'm having difficulty concentrating. You know, our panel operator is getting naked while we're talking here. It's outrageous, really.
Before we get to that, however, I wanted to know, did you see Tim Wilson's maiden speech in the Parliament this week?
No, I didn't.
It's worth sitting down to watch.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Yep. He spoke of the engagement ring that he and his fiancé Ryan have had on their fingers for 7 years. Yep. A beautifully presented speech. He got quite emotional, which was enough to get me over the edge as well. But I wasn't sure if you'd seen it. And I know he plays on your side of the fence, so it's probably worth having a look.
Well, he's a liberal, if that's what
you mean. Yeah. Politically plays in your sandbox.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, the new suburb of Arden.
Yes.
Tell us about what's happening in North Melbourne.
This is going to be one of the great leaps forward of the city. Arden is out there just between North Melbourne and Kensington. Mm. It's where the new Arden station is going to go for the Melbourne Metro Rail Tunnel.
And it's near the State Archive Centre, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Down there towards Arden Street Oval and that area. It's basically owned either by the state government or us in terms of the land, but there are plans there to do a new suburb that'll be a mixed-use suburb, turning old industrial land into residential, commercial, some retail, not too high-rise. You know, you won't get really big scrapers down there, but it is going to be a great new suburb, but not way out on the edge of the city.
No, it's right there in the middle of it.
You're going to be able to get onto a railway station there, and 4 minutes later you're in the city.
And, of course, it's right there near the mighty, magnificent North Melbourne Football Club.
It is indeed, next to the Kangaroos.
Yes.
But look, it's just one of the exciting prospects. When you think that, around our city, we've seen Southbank grow from industrial land to being our densest suburb. We've seen some of the mistakes that we've made, and we're re-engineering in Docklands, but it's about 60% complete. Haven't started Arden. Haven't started on Egate, which is the old rail yards up on the edge of Etihad Stadium there. Haven't started on Fisherman's Bend, which runs from the city back through South Melbourne, back towards Albert Park.
And
very exciting redevelopments.
And then the Queen Victorian Market has been in the news this week. But also, just on the other side, the old flower markets and fruit and vegetable markets.
Yes,
just
down in Footscray Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has their plans been...
I'm not sure what's going to happen there because, of course, the wholesale market's moved out to Epping.
Yes.
And that's a prime site. When you think about it, that is also really close to the city. It could be a wonderful linear suburb going out towards...
Well, it could be. And it could be... It would make sense to see some... supported public housing in the space
absolutely.
As much as it turns into...
We try to have up to 15% of affordable housing in any development that we do, and that's not for the homeless. That's for people who otherwise would struggle to get into accommodation. So it's a very important part that you don't lock people out of housing. But look, all of those developments I think are very exciting. We can take our time a bit. We don't have to do it in the next 10 years, but over the next 50, if we're to get in all those extra people who want to come here and live, they can't all live out on the outskirts of the city. We can't keep on spreading like an ink stain. And so to make use of these formerly industrial suburbs and transform them to residential, retail, you know, with good transport, good links to the city.
Which means it takes some of the pressure off the CBD from a commercial point of view as well.
Well, you'll see in the next couple of weeks our development activity monitor will come out. Space is really tight in the city.
It is.
You know, you want a retail space in the major streets. We're counting them in the ones and twos of shops. That's all there is. If you want a whole floor in the city, a contiguous floor, and lots of companies do, good luck. I think there are now 19 left in the city.
It's extraordinary.
Well, partly because there's been too much apartment building. You know, if I go back to between 2005 and 2010, commercial and residential about on a par. Mm. The next 5 years, residential is 2.5 times the commercial. And if I look forward 5 years, it's 4 times the commercial. So we're going to have to start building more commercial real estate.
And if we want to remain the world's most livable city, which we are 6 years in a row, then we need to start thinking about those city fringes where there are opportunities for commercial development as much as it is for residential.
I mean, think about, we can be really smart now. Think about the rail line that runs from the city out and finishes up between the showgrounds and Flemington Racecourse.
Yeah.
It's only used a few times a year. But you've got a rail line there. And if you think about what's on each side of it, it'd be quite easy to roof over quite a lot of that. So you're running the rail underground and you could have a little linear suburb that runs out from the city out between Flemington Racecourse
and
the
showgrounds. And dare I say, we might even be able to continue it to the airport.
A rail link to the airport?
An absurd suggestion. I've never heard of it discussed before.
Look, you know, it's the only other city I can think of, and it has different problems that doesn't have such a link, is LA.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, for goodness
LA's
sake.
LA's sprawling, though. It doesn't need
it's
it.
A,
whereas
it's a different sort of city.
Very much so.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope eventually it will come. I was talking to the former Premier Steve Brax recently, and he is part of a consortium that is trying to put together a fast rail link between Melbourne and Sydney. Mm. And it is possible as part of that that you could have a single stop there at the airport.
Sorry, I watched an episode of Utopia the other day with the very fast rail episode where and it just brings that to mind. Libraries are big in the news this week for you as well.
Look, who would have thought we would have built 3 libraries in the time I was Lord Mayor? But we have. Beautiful one at Docklands. The Kathleen Simon, the Boyd down in South Bank. But unfortunately, our lease comes to an end on City Library, which is in Flinders Lane, probably the busiest library in Australia. So we're going to have to find somewhere to put City Library. And I'd tell you where I'd love to put it if we could. When they finish the Melbourne Metro Rail Tunnel, they're going to take up all the buildings around Young and Jackson's, if you recall.
Yep.
So those buildings, so that will be returned as a site for development. I'd love to see City Library put there, right opposite, you know, Flinders Street Station.
Can I give you another suggestion?
Sure.
That space above Flinders Street Station, which has been contentious and ongoing and been taken over 4 or 5 times, could that not be renovated to become a city library? Can you imagine if you've got to catch a train and you're early, you can go and...
It'd be fabulous. Mm. Yeah. Look, there's a lot of space in Flinders Street Station. It's actually quite difficult because it's kind of a honeycomb construction that all of these little box-like offices that face onto Flinders Street are part of the structural integrity of the station.
Right.
So you can't just clean it all out, but there are parts of it where there's a lot of space available.
Wasn't there a ballroom up there in years past?
It's sort of a ballroom. It's more like a sort of a lecture hall. Mm. But they did decorate it beautifully for tea dancers. There was a gymnasium there. There was a library there. I think it's one of the great unused gems of the city, isn't it? A beautiful building.
Could be a fine space for the city library to temporarily relocate.
Joy FM.
Well, you can put us above Flinders Street. I don't think anybody would have any objection to that.
No.
As long as it's a permanent home, Robert, and you're behind a window, really don't mind.
That's right.
We'll work through that, as you know.
Yes.
I'm not losing the jewel of joy in the centre of the city.
Of course not. We did mention Father's Day.
Yes.
There's much more coming for you. You're getting ready to go into re-election mode.
I am. Yeah. Look, thankfully, the elections at Town Hall don't have the bitterness or toxicity that you sometimes find in state and federal ones. I always try to run a very positive campaign. I don't run people down. And my experience is, for the most part, that's true. I think you just put it out there and say, look, here's what I've done for 8 years. Here's what I'd do if you gave me 4 more.
Who's on your ticket?
Aaron Wood, whom you may know.
He's a young man from Mildura. Fascinating fellow.
Look, he'd be worth having in the studio to have a chat about all things environmental. environment and sustainability. He is terrific. My number one is Kevin Louie, who is one of my very strong councillors now. Number two is Nick Rees, who was the State Secretary of the Labor Party and a really good bloke, and I'll be delighted to work with him. You won't know Tessa Sullivan, but Tessa is a young woman of Thai Australian background, Master of Laws degree, a mediator, young mum of three. I've asked Susan Riley, who asked if she could step aside as deputy. I asked her if she would continue remaining on the ticket, and she's going to do that. And then after that, Beverly Pinder-Mortimer, who's also on my ticket this time and runs marketing events. Mm-hmm. Sue Stanley's after that. You'll remember her as the fitness guru.
Yes.
And a lovely young woman, Hope Way, who's also a lawyer but a real estate agent down in Docklands and a young mum. So that I think it's a pretty good ticket. It's a mixture of, you know, newer people and experienced people, older people and younger people, the full sort of gender balance.
You got a gay person on your ticket?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a miss.
That is a miss, isn't it? Mm. You know, I have to. If I run next time, I have to see what I can do. I have to see if I can.
I'm sure you can find one.
the jewel box at Joy and see what we can find here.
Robert, it is always a pleasure to have you in. We'll see you again in about a month's time.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Probably getting much closer to election, right?
Yes, beginning of October. We'll be right in the middle of it by then. I look forward to seeing you all again then.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Robert Doyle.
It's the respect that I get when I'm in this studio that continues to bring me back time after time.
And the greetings you get when you walk in the door. I'm
yes,
sure there
yeah,
is.
That's lovely. That you could not put to air.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.